News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But for sort of more on this, although not just on this, I am joined now by Terry Prone, Chairman of the Communications Committee. Terry, good morning. You were on
good morning.
Podcast Conversations with Parents. You were on with Jen Hogan, and you said, I believe very strongly that reasonably famous people, but anybody really, shouldn't put your kids up on Instagram. We've been discussing it already. Tell us why you think this.
Because I think that when you do it, as I did the pre-social media version of this with my son, in that he would have appeared in four or five newspaper or magazine features with me. And at the time, when he was six, seven, eight, he was delighted. My God, to be in the newspapers, to have your own photograph in the newspapers was delightful to him. But he was in no position to give me permission to use his images to involve him in my publicity. And the more I have aged, the more I have realized that our children are not accessories. They're not props. They're not support team in what we're doing. They are separate from the moment that they're born, and therefore now, particularly with the plethora of social media platforms, sure, I would be saying, be careful, be very careful.
But okay, and I accept that they aren't accessories. They are autonomous. They are their own little people. But as you said, he liked it at the time. And does any, in your view, harm come from doing this?
Enormous harm can come from it. It didn't happen in my case, and it was before major harm could have been done. But one of the problems is that when you say that a young person is autonomous, Ciara, that's all fine and dandy until you add in, but they are the daughter of this famous person or that famous person. And if I could give you two examples, Michael McDowell, now a columnist with the Irish Times and a senior counsel, when he was in politics, one of his children got involved in something, I now forget what it was, and appeared in media. And he was, Michael McDowell was furious about it because he rightly said that if the kid hadn't been related to him, it would never have appeared anywhere. Similarly, Tony Blair's son on, I don't know, end of term, got really paralytic jarred and was photographed lying in a gutter in London somewhere. And again, if he had been just any kid, it would never have appeared. Because he was the Blair's kid, it appeared. So first of all, if you are famous, you have a double duty towards your kid. But even people who are not famous need to be very careful, because all the privacy settings in the world, Ciara, don't prevent the situation where a friend of yours, and you can imagine the perverted commas around that, a friend of yours takes a screenshot of a particular thing that you've put up on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, wherever. And later, when something awkward happens in your family, manages to upload that single screenshot to embarrass you, but to do damage to your kid. I would say to people, don't ever trust privacy settings.
Okay.
Don't trust social media.
And I accept what you're saying about if you invite people into your private life, it's no longer a private life. There is that, and I do agree with you on that. I just wonder, are we genuinely slightly overthinking it? By the way, my children have no interest in being on my social media, and in fact, they're of an age now where there's pushback. So they say no, don't put us up there. But largely, as I said earlier, it's because they complain that lots of middle aged people start following their accounts, and they have no interest in this.
Hold on a second. You've just made my case for me. The minute they were old enough to find tacky stuff going on, they said, "Ma, stop it."
Now, I wasn't a mad sharer of them anyway, I have to say. I kind of, they're not that interesting, to be perfectly honest. And I hope they're not listening, of course. But I wouldn't be a mad share. But if I, you know, I might wish them happy birthday or that kind of thing online. And they were like, you can stop that too. But I just do wonder, is this a bit overblown? Is this the modern phenomenon of our children are so precious that we mustn't let the world see them or something? You know, that everyone's a sort of a celebrity on social media to some extent. You know, myself and Shane were talking about it, and neither of us really saw it as that big of a deal. But I'm always interested in what you have to say about such things. So I don't know. Maybe we're underestimating it.
You flatter me by suggesting that I'm overblowing it. What actually happened was that before I did this podcast with Jen Hogan, I was going through some of my old papers, old files, and I discovered about 5 separate stories that involved my son, or a picture of my son. And I sat there looking at it thinking, that's not much over the course of a child's life. And, you know, it doesn't really stay around. I mean, one of the papers is actually dead now. But if you imagine that on social media, first of all, it does stay around. It stays around forever. True. And it can be revived, repropagated. And I would just say to parents, look, you don't have to be worried about anything. But if you want your own kids to be aware, conscious of the impact of social media, you really can't afford to be casual with their images, their stories, their reputations.
That is a very good point. In fairness to you, though, you appear to have done a very good job on Anton. So something went right, and I don't think those pictures damaged him unduly. Thank you for joining us this morning, Terry. That is Terry Prone there, chairman of the Communications Clinic. Love to know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.